BBC News with Julie Candler. Russia's envoy for Syria says Turkey has no right to deploy its troops permanently in Syria and should not go more than 10 kilometres over the border. Russian military police are patrolling the lines of contact between Syrian and Turkish forces following the pullout of US troops. There have been clashes between protesters and police in the Spanish city of Barcelona for a second day as thousands demonstrated in support of Catalan independence leaders who were sentenced to jail on Monday. Police used tear gas and baton charges to disperse people in the city centre. European football's governing body, UEFA, says it will hold an inquiry following racist chanting by Bulgarian fans during a match against England in Sofia. UEFA's president has blamed the rise of nationalism in Europe. British and European Union officials are holding late-night talks in Brussels in an attempt to reach a Brexit agreement before an EU summit on Thursday. The EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, has said it may be possible to resolve differences. Rescue workers in Brazil are trying to find people still buried in the ruins of a seven-story residential building which collapsed in the northeastern city of Fortaleza. Nine have been rescued so far. A bill which would allow single women and lesbians to get state-funded fertility treatment has been approved by the French lower house of parliament. Conservative groups say they will fight the bill. Public sector unions in Zimbabwe say government workers can no longer afford to go to work as their salaries don't cover their travel costs. They blame soaring inflation for devaluing the average salaries. And scientists have found that European nightjars, migratory birds that travel between Europe and Africa, feed twice as much on moonlit nights. The birds also tend to start their migration following a full moon. BBC News.